Justin Fluke back with you, joined now by Coach Connor Bouchard, talking Holton boys basketball. The Wildcats are 6-3 on the season. Of course, last Friday night's game against Riverside postponed. That will be made up this coming Tuesday. Holton will be hosting Riverside on the 25th. But, Coach, a good win. You're in the Tonganoxie tournament this week in the opening round game, a 48-45 victory against Metro Academy. Pretty close game, pretty hard-fought game, really, from start to finish. Had to be impressed the way your team was able to grind out a win and made some big plays there to kind of get you the lead in the fourth quarter and hang on.
Yeah, you know, Justin, I think I talked about it last week. Sometimes you're gonna win games because you just make shots, even though you don't play particularly well. And that was kind of one of those scenarios for us. I think we were down by 7 or 9 at the end of the third quarter. We made 3 straight 3s on 3 straight possessions to tie the game going into the fourth, and that kind of was the momentum boost we need. But it looked like it could get out of our grasp, so to speak. And we, you know, we made some shots, and that helps. I wasn't particularly pleased with our focus and attention to detail, you know, I'd rather be annoyed with that stuff after a win than after a loss, and so. You're right. We made plays down the stretch, made some winning plays and made some big shots, made some free throws, and that's important as well. Really, it was good. It's better to learn after a win than after a loss.
No doubt. Well, in most games, when you make 9 3-pointers, you're probably going to have a pretty good chance to win. But as you mentioned, down 7 there in the third quarter and came back and got it tied going into the fourth. So next up is Bonner Springs semifinal, 7:30 on Thursday evening. The game will have broadcast on the Holton channel again. And you're going to get to see 3 different teams, Coach, and it looks like 3 pretty good teams. What's the kind of the mindset here on Bonner Springs and finishing out the tournament here this week?
Yeah, so we know Eudora or DeSoto, regardless and no matter what game we play them in, are going to be tough challenges. But we're really used this, and I talked to our guys a lot about, all right, this is our first bracket play that we get to experience for the season. We get one more guaranteed bracket play, and that's sub-state, and then hopefully we get to play in the ultimate bracket, which is the state tournament. So when you approach bracket play, it's just got to be very, very narrow-minded. Not concerned with anything else, not concerned with DeSoto or Eudora. I haven't watched a second of film on either of those teams. I've got my assistants doing that. But we're solely focused on Bonner, and we got to win one game tomorrow. And so that's kind of our mindset. And I think if you have that approach, it'll be a little bit easier for you to stay locked in and connected to what we do. It's a good team because it's gonna expose some things. They're very athletic, very quick. So if we aren't fundamentally sound and disciplined against these guys, they'll jump all over you. And they have the athleticism and quickness to sort of change the game in that regard. So you know, it'll be great. It'll be great for us. It'll be great for us in the long run, regardless of the result, because it's gonna allow us to see what we need to improve at to really win at the highest level in the state this year.
Also, seems like you're getting healthier, and hopefully we'll have about everyone back at your disposal this
That's
week.
Right.
We'll keep our fingers crossed. So we'll see you Thursday night, Coach. Best of luck in the rest of your tournament games this week in Tongi.
Thank you. I appreciate it, Justin.
Coach Connor Bouchard of the Holton boys. The Wildcat Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Boomer Steakhouse, by Community Healthcare System, the Holton Family Clinic, and also by the Farmers State Bank.